This is your KUTX Soundcheck. I'm Taylor Wallace. So, what's up with this yacht sex tape nightmare? Well, we know they originally said, quote, "This is not a delicious scandal, this is exploitation," end quote, when in fact it did turn out to be a hoax. News site Jezebel, owned by Gawker, revealed that Gawker proper had been approached about the hoax, with the band even detailing how they plan to carry out the charade. The duo admitted to the fake leak yesterday, but it took two statements for them to properly apologize. In the meantime, the PR firm representing them issued a statement saying they had zero knowledge about the stunt. Yacht's first statement actually condemned their stunt tape being equated by media sources to revenge porn and said they were trying to do something fun and ironic. It seems the two spent some time researching the extent and damage that can happen when real sex tapes and images are leaked, because they finally came back and apologized for what they referred to as a, quote, non-apology, saying, quote, "There's no justifying it. We clearly didn't get it then. We get it now," end quote. You PR people listening can fill in what happened in the time between those two apologies. All right, you guys, prepare yourselves. After 33 years, the original lineup of the Misfits are reuniting for two shows. While a drummer has not been confirmed, Glenn Danzig, Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein, and of course Jerry Only are confirmed for the It's Never Gonna Happen reunion this summer. The lineup will come together to perform both carnations of this year's Riot Fest, the Fest and Rodeo in Denver and the Fest and Carnival in Chicago. And good luck trying to get onto riotfest.org for more tickets and information. We've been trying for a couple hours. More on these and other stories in the Soundcheck section of KUTX.org. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.